Before we do go through the halachas of brachas, I want to give maybe one or two points which apply universally to the halachas of davening in general and specifically to brachas. So today we'll talk about what is the correct kavanah a person has to have when he says Hashem's name and Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. What are you supposed to think in mind when you say that? And we'll talk about tomorrow. We'll talk about bracha levatolah, bezus Hashem, halachas of bracha levatolah. And next week we'll start going through specific halachas about hilchos brachas. So the person says Baruch Ata Hashem, or anytime he says Hashem's name, what does it mean? So we know that we pronounce Hashem's name one way. We call it Adnus, being master of the world. It's written with a yud and then a hey and then a vav, and that means that the Baruch Hashem is the source of existence. He's the master. He's the source of existence. He exists. He is hoya hoya v'iyya and mahava kol. He exists and he's the source of existence. So the Shulchan Aruch passes, when a person, every time you say Hashem's name, you have to have both intentions in mind. Since it's written, so we have to have that in mind. We read it, Adnus, we have to have that, he's the master of everything. The Vilna Gaon paskens that you do not need to have both kavanas in mind. Having it in mind that he's the master of the world is sufficient. The exception to that is the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. The first pasuk of Kriya Shema, a person has to have in mind both elements of Hashem's Hashem. That he exists, he's the source of existence, and he's our master. He's the master of the whole world. See, he's the master of the whole world. Even the Shulchan Aruch agrees, if it's written with Aleph Dalet, in Shmoneh Esrei, in the second paragraph, I'm talking about Elam Hashem, over there it's written Aleph Dalet. So over there, all you need to have in mind is a Zonako. Ramosh has a tshuva, says that we have the word in English, God. The word God means he is the source. He exists. He's the source of existence. He's the master. That's what it means. All of that in one word. So he says, a person would have in mind God. When he has that word in mind, he's having in mind everything he has to have in mind when he says Hashem's name. So a person says Baruch Ata Hashem, and he thinks Hashem is that. All he has is to have that in mind. That's sufficient to fulfill the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. If he doesn't have this in mind, he just says the word without. He's not yotzei the bracha. Elokeinu. So Hashem is the language of the Shulchan Aruch is takiv, he's strong. Bal yecholos ubal kochos kulam. All power comes from him. That's Elokim, Elokeinu, and he cares for us specifically. So that's what a person has to have in mind every time he says Hashem's name. Now that's difficult. So they say over from the Fikayam made a suggestion. The person in the beginning of the day would make a declaration that every time I say these Hashem's name and they say the Hashem Adnus, I have in mind these points. Every time I say Elokeinu, I have in mind these points. And he held that would work. At least you'd be able to rely on that. So a person could do that. That would definitely be beneficial. And this again applies not only to Baruch, because anytime you say Hashem's name, this is what the word means. One more point in regards to Hilchos Brachos. The main moment of the bracha is not when you say the chasima. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pei Hagafen. The main thing you want to say thank you to Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem. Hashem, I'm thanking you. For what? I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get to the end of the bracha. So the more says you have to have in mind what you have, what you're thanking for as soon as you say the word Hashem. And as a matter of fact, the more says that's the eker time. So a person should be aware before he says the bracha what he's planning to say the bracha on. It's again very much in Birchas Hashachar in the morning, the guy starts off the bracha and he looks inside. Pekeach Ivrim. But as soon as you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you should know what you're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for. Baruch Ata Hashem, you should stop for a second thinking, I'm thanking Hashem that He gave me eyesight. Baruch Ata Hashem, thank you Hashem that you gave me eyesight. So that's important in Halacha. We do pass in as long as he said the right thing at the end, he's Yotzei. But definitely the Chachila person should know what he's planning to say before he starts. So when he gets to Hashem's name, he knows what he has in mind. Have a good morning. Announcement for the Beis Medrash. High school guys can go. Now some base matters. We're starting Hilchos Brachos starting this morning. I'll have the sign off message later on. We're starting with Simon Kuf Samach Kuf Samach Vav and Kuf Samach Zayin this week Samach Vav and Kuf Samach Zayin through Sif Gimel.